I'm worried about you, the Nemodian rasped. Worried about what happened in the fight with Gerd.
He didn't give me much choice.
The Nemodian nodded.
I know, I know. Still, you bit off his thumb. And tonight you nearly started a riot in my bar.
Hey, I just wanted to play cards, Des protested. It's not my fault things got out of hand.
Maybe, maybe not. I saw you tonight. You were goading that soldier, playing him like you play everyone who sits down against you. You push them, twist them, make them dance like puppets on a string. But this time you never let up. Even when you had the advantage, you kept pushing. You wanted him to go off like that.
Are you saying I planned this whole thing? Des laughed. Come on, Groshek. It was the cards that set him off. You know I wasn't cheating. It's just not possible. How could I control what cards were dealt?
It was more than the cards, Des, Groshek said, his gravelly voice dropping so low that Des had to lean in close to hear. You were angry, Des. More angry than I've ever seen you before. I could feel it from all the way across the room, like something in the air. We could all feel it. The crowd turned ugly in a hurry, Des. It was like they were feeding off your rage and your hate. You were projecting waves of emotion, a storm of anger and fury. Everyone else just kind of got swept up in it. The crowd, that soldier, everybody, even me. It was all I could do to aim that first shot from my blaster at the ceiling. Every instinct in my body was telling me to fire it into the crowd. I wanted to take them all down and leave them writhing in pain.
Des couldn't believe his ears.
Listen to what you're saying, Groshek. It's crazy. You know I wouldn't do that. I couldn't do that. Nobody could.